Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we pray for understanding with regards to your word. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our eyes and our ears that we may know the times that we are living in. Give us wisdom to perceive and then to go out and to warn others about the judgment that is to come. Let us know in our hearts, Lord, that the only right thing to do is to worship you. The only right thing to do is to be a Christian. And Lord, as we put our trust in you, may we know in our hearts that you watch over us, that you keep us, and that you guide us. Give us the peace that passes all understanding, Lord, so that we can walk worthy of you in our lives as Christians with you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue this morning looking at the prophet Zechariah, and we're now in our seventh part. The title of the message this morning is Christ's Coming Foretold. Christ's Coming Foretold. And we are busy going through the book of Zechariah, and Zechariah, as we have seen, means Jehovah remembers. And this in itself is a prophecy because God remembers. God has not forgotten his word. God has not forgotten Israel. God has not forgotten Jerusalem. And God has not forgotten you because he loves you. Zechariah was raised up at a time when the Jews had just returned from the Babylonian captivity. And this in itself was a fulfillment of many prophecies given by the prophets of God. A few had heard the call to leave Babylon and to return to the promised land. And when they returned and began to be obedient to the call of God, there was tremendous opposition, as always in your life when you're obedient to the call of God. But so much so that the work on God's temple had stopped and man became interested in furthering his own kingdom and neglecting God's. And this can so easily happen to us if we lose our first love and are swayed by persecution and the tests and the trials that must come. Zechariah was raised up by God to bring words of comfort and of hope, assuring Israel of God's future blessings. His first message was a call to repentance. "Don't be like your fathers," he said, "who were disobedient."